Unit 26, page 363, exercise 7, listening.
You recently joined a support group for procrastinators. Tell me about it, Ava.
Yes. I decided to join after trying to solve the problem on my own and failing. It was really discouraging. The support group has taught me a lot of useful tactics to deal with my problem.
What have you learned?
Well, for one thing, I now always clean my work area before I start working. I know this sounds simple, but in the past, I didn't do it. I thought it was a waste of time. But sitting at a messy desk is distracting, and I wasted a lot of time that way.
Okay. Now, let's say you have an important test. When do you start studying for it?
Well, in the past, I put off studying until the night before the test. Not anymore. Now I start preparing a week before the test, at least. As a result, I feel much less anxious, and I do better on the test. I also choose to study the hardest thing first.
The hardest thing? Why is that?
It makes the whole thing easier, and that way I'm sure I can study everything.
Sounds like good time management. What else do you do?
I follow the expert's advice and write down all my tasks on a to-do list, along with their deadlines. Then I tape the list on my computer monitor so I always see it. That way, I don't forget to do anything.
Do you take breaks?
I used to take breaks, long breaks. It was a way of avoiding work. I stopped doing that. I mean, I still take breaks now, but they're short, just 10 minutes. During my breaks, I like to do relaxation exercises. This helps me work better when I start again.
Do you ever give yourself a reward when you finish a project?
A reward? No. Finishing the project, getting good grades, and feeling less anxious is more than enough reward for me.